I don't know when it happened, but sometime in the last 20 years, it became socially acceptable to ghost people. And for those of you who don't know what ghosting is, it's when someone just inexplicably abandons your life without any warning, without any indication. I was on a dating app recently, talking to this really cute Russian woman. She had funny sunglasses that probably cost more than a car payment. But she was friendly. She was an artist. She painted dogs. So we had a great conversation going. And then it just stopped. Like, I mean, everything was going just fine. And then there was just nothing. And so I waited around for an hour, just sort of passively, you know, doing other stuff and seeing if she's going to respond at some point. And she never did. So I sent her a note a little while later and asked her what's going on. She said, oh, I just had to go shopping. And what's funny is when I started talking to this woman originally, she said, oh, it's so nice to talk to a normal person. It's like, oh my God. Yeah. So ghosting is the epitome of disrespect. There's no question about it. I mean, it's just basic human decency to explain to someone that you've got to leave the room or you've got to do something else. You've got to go to the bathroom, whatever it is. You don't just disappear. But for some reason, this basic concept of human decency has been lost. So today, I want to talk about ghosting, how it appears generally, how it appears in relationships with women, because they've mastered the art, why it's happening, and if there's anything we can even do about it. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. Apparently, there is a spectrum of narcissism. I did not realize that. I was listening to a psychologist who claims to be the world's foremost expert on the topic of narcissists, and she says it's a lot like autism. There's a spectrum. And that about one in six people, that's about 18% of the population, is on that spectrum. So when I first started feeling ghosted by different people at different times, sometimes it's a girl you're on a dating app, sometimes it's a girl you're dating, sometimes it's someone you have a business relationship with, they just disappear. You sort of think, okay, well, maybe that's it. Maybe there's some mental illness, a personality disorder, something like that going on. So I think that does account for a lot of it. I think some people just don't have the tools to deal with certain kinds of relationships. And at some point, the relationship reaches a stage where there's going to be more called for. Either they're going to have to come through with some goods in terms of being a real human being and having a personality. They're going to have to be responsible for something that they said in the past or did in the past, and they're going to have to explain themselves. Or they've been lying to you the whole time, and the narrative of their lie has just run out. So these are the three basic stories that I think that comes with ghosting. But with women, especially in dating, there is a fourth mechanism that can be really, really insightful as to how women think. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. The problems in modern dating are getting lots and lots of attention because there are some interesting things happening. For example, only 34% of women between the ages of 18 and 29 are single, while over 66% of men in that same age group are single. So if you do the math, think, okay, how the hell is that working out? What's going on here? Well, it's really quite simple. Women are consolidating around men who are capable of providing them with whatever it is they think they need. And for whatever reason, those men are older than that 18 to 29 market. Unless they're going younger, which I mean, I know there's a lot of school teachers out there that like to do that. But for most women, I think they're probably going older rather than younger. So why are they doing that? What's behind this? And is it just about attraction? Because I don't think that's the case. I think obviously it's easy to make the case that a lot of guys in their 20s are going to be more attractive in many ways than guys in their 30s or 40s, physically at the very least. So there's something else going on here. And I think this is where the value in what we're going to talk about exists. Women aren't just looking for men that can support them or men who are attractive. They're also looking for men who pass a certain test. And this is a test that they don't run themselves. This is a test that other women are constantly running. And women are looking for feedback. So what a woman wants more than anything in the world is what other women want. And if you're a man that other women want, then you are going to be wanted by the woman that you're with. But so long as the woman that you're with doesn't think that other women think that you're a high value guy, then you may have a tough time in that relationship. You may find yourself being ghosted. And I think this is what happens a lot of the time. So imagine this. So you meet up with a girl, you know, you're on a date with her. Maybe you got her off the apps or something like that. And you guys hit it off. Things are going really well. Great conversation, good time. Second date, third date, fourth date. I mean, things are just moving along really, really nicely. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, no more text messages, no more phone calls. It's like she fell off the face of the earth. What happened here? Now, this is what I am suspecting. This is my interpretation of it. I have daughters, so I've heard them talk with their friends. I sit in the background and just sort of listen. Basically, what happens is they start talking to each other. These women are looking at pictures of you. They're talking about you. They're making decisions about you. They are drawing conclusions. And there's such an interesting dynamic here. I mean, there's just so much going on. So on the one hand, women, for whatever reason, do not like when their friends are happy. I swear to God, especially in a relationship, especially if the woman in question is in a bad relationship or is not in a relationship at all. And this has happened to me a number of times, one time very recently, where this woman that I was interested in, she has a friend who's in a really bad, bad marriage. And I didn't fully realize that until much later. And she suddenly went cold on me, and I didn't understand exactly what it was. But after talking to her for a while, I realized what it was, because I didn't realize her friend was in such a bad marriage. She's been sharing that information with me. But now I'm beginning to see that because her friend is in a bad marriage, having her get into a good or healthy relationship is not something that's in her best interest. But for the most part, women like to talk to other women about the men that they're seeing. And those opinions of those other women are critically important to the woman that you're seeing. So if for some reason there's a consensus, and we've talked about consensus with women in the past, they all look for consensus, and if there's a consensus that maybe you're not the right guy for some reason, or this isn't the right time for her to get into a relationship, or, you know, maybe the sky is purple and it's just not the right day for it. For whatever reason at all, they decide that your relationship should not occur. There is a very high percentage chance that your girl is going to ghost you. She's just going to fall off the face of the planet. She's not going to be, even if she continues talking to you, the energy in the relationship is suddenly going to change without warning. And you're not going to know what happened, why it happened. And the reason why you're not going to know what or why is because it had nothing to do with you. You were not part of the process. You were not part of the process. They had made this decision in absentia. You were tried and convicted and sentenced without even being in the room. They made all these decisions without you. And now you are just on single man island from now on. And they will not explain themselves because, quite honestly, they can't explain it. They don't understand why they seek consensus from their friends and why their opinions are so important, but they absolutely are. And it's enough to make you crazy. Most women are going to judge you on three different characteristics, and they're going to be doing the math. In the background, the software is running. It's something that's been there since the beginning of time. They want to know how attractive you are. And this attraction is not just about how you look. It's about how you are. What's your personality like? What kind of person are you? Are you kind? Are you got a good sense of humor? How mature are you? All these things go into the attraction. The second thing is the protection and provision. How capable are you keeping her safe? You know, and not just financially safe, but physically safe, emotionally safe. All these safety factors go into the equation. You need to be able to score high in all of these things. So those two things, I think that you probably feel pretty good about most of the time. Like, you can actually control those things. Like, you can control your attraction to a certain level by developing yourself by being physically fit, by working on your self-confidence, by maybe learning a little about sense of humor, whatever. You can become a better man through a little bit of self-improvement. And when it comes to protection and provision, well, you can work on that too. You can save up some money, you can invest, you can get a better job, you can learn to listen, you know. You can be, you know, emotionally safe, you can be financially safe, and if you're fit, you can be physically safe. You can develop all that stuff. It's this third factor that you have no control over. And this is the one, the relative value, the relative male value. And this is how you compare, without knowledge, to what any other woman might possibly think of you at any given time. The idea that there is somebody for everyone kind of falls off the cliff here, because a lot of women, I won't say all, but a lot of women are going to be very, very concerned about how their friends and the general female population view you. If they view you as the kind of man that is sought after, that is high value, then that woman is going to be very interested in you. If, however, if they view you as someone that is not as high value, because they think their friends won't think very much of you because of any number of things, because the job that you have, the money you have, the way you look, how tall you are, how short you are, how fat you are, how thin you are, whatever, doesn't matter. If they think that you have some flaw, these friends are going to pick it out and they're going to point to it and say, this is what makes him not so good. This is what makes him into something that is less valuable. And this is in stark contrast to the way we men are. We men don't really care quite as much about what our friends think when it comes to a woman. We tend to make our decisions internally about whether a woman is attractive or not, and we decide whether she's attractive or not. And if our friends think she's attractive or not, is secondary. It's not that big a deal. He's not having to deal with her. He's not having to sleep with her. You know, and plus, guys wouldn't give that kind of negative feedback anyway. If a guy's in love with a girl, he's not going to tell him, oh man, you picked a bad one there. Like, she's like, like, what happened to her? Like, was she hit with the ugly stick when she was young? I mean, what went on, man? Looks like her parents dropped her on her head. No, we don't say that kind of shit because we're not assholes. But women are assholes. They will go there. They will absolutely go there without even questioning it, not even for a moment. And this is sort of the ugly truth about women, and I hate to be the one to tell you guys this, but they are mean. They can be really, really mean. And you just have to know that that's part of the process. And so if one day, you know, everything's going really great in a relationship, maybe you're even a few months into it, maybe, you know, things are going really great, you're sleeping with her, you know, maybe making plans for the future, and then suddenly it falls off a cliff with no explanation, or at least no explanation she's willing to give you, that's being ghosted. Now, there are different levels of being ghosted. We'll get into that next, but that's a version of being ghosted. All right, so the different levels of being ghosted. Level one ghosting is when you just met a woman, whether it be on the dating app or in person or whatever, and for whatever reason, she just stops communicating with you in short distance. You know, you've had a very short relationship and she just falls off the table, whatever, she's gone. No one gets too upset about that. It's a little irritating because you're in of a mind that this is maybe going someplace in the beginning, and then suddenly it just ends. No explanation, whatever. So if she doesn't like you, she did the math in her head, she doesn't think you're gonna match up with whatever she wants, she did you a favor. Good riddance. Thank God she's gone. You can move on to the next thing. No emotion, no problem, it's over. Level two ghosting is you're in a relationship with a woman, from a few weeks to a few months, and suddenly she ends things out of the blue without you really understanding why. I mean, she does at least give you the courtesy of telling you that she doesn't want to see you anymore, but there's really no explanation as to why. That's because she's done the math in her head again, and she just didn't have all the numbers early on, or maybe she was too caught up in how good looking you are or how much fun you were, and then when she started doing the math later on, she realized that you weren't going to fit into her life, and so she decided to ghost you at that point. Or it could even be that one of her friends, you know, doesn't like you for whatever reason. But so you get the I don't want to see you anymore ghosting, and it doesn't come with any real explanation. Whatever the real reason is, she's keeping it a secret. She's not telling you. That's the level two ghosting. And then the level three ghosting, that comes when you're married. This is a much more meaningful ghosting. And it's a little bit camouflaged because you're still living together, you know? Where the sum total of your relationship up to a certain point has led her to come to the conclusion that you're not the guy for her anymore. And she's gonna stop being intimate with you, and she may give you the silent treatment, and there is nothing you can do to change her mind. Like, no matter what you say or do, no matter what you offer, you know, therapy, talking, no matter what you do, there is nothing that you can do to change her mind. She has made the decision. She may not have left yet. She may have told you she's leaving yet. She may not have taken any steps toward leaving yet, but she has left. She has left the room. She has left the relationship. She has left the building, even though she's still physically there. She has left you. And you'll know you are being ghosted because every single day you're walking on eggshells. You can't speak freely in your own house. Your wife either doesn't sleep in the same room with you anymore, or she does sleep in the same room. She's never facing you in bed, or she's always asleep before you get there. There's never any kind of physical touching. Any niceties that you get are just courteous. You know, there's no real kindness behind it. She's very courteous with you, but there's no love or kindness in her voice. The most you can expect is that she will, empty the dishwasher for you on occasion. Maybe not even that. Maybe she'll pick up your socks, but maybe not. But this is a stage where you know that the relationship is over, but she will not tell you why. She won't tell you what's going on. She will not even budge on any kind of conversation. She is keeping it a secret. And this is what happened to me in my relationship, is my ex-wife decided at some point that the relationship was over and she just wasn't gonna participate. She was gonna physically be there. I'm still paying her bills. I'm still housing her. I'm still taking care of her, you know, and dealing with all her silly shit. But she's not giving anything back and she won't tell me why. She won't tell me what's going on, you know? And that has gotta be the single worst thing, because you're definitely in purgatory at that point. You are not in a healthy marriage and you're not out of a marriage. You are just stuck in the space in the middle. And this is when you really become a ghost. This is when the ghosts of purgatory come to exist. She has basically turned you into a non-factor in her life and into some degree in your own life, because you have no power or control over what happens next. The only option you have is to leave. That's it. That's your only option. Since women are so dependent on social media for their validation, they are also confronted with the fear of missing out on a regular basis. And that fear of missing out is a huge factor when it comes to whether they're going to have a relationship or not have a relationship, and to what degree they're going to have a relationship. So they can get lost in the moment. They can find that you're a good guy. They like you. They're hanging out. Everything's really going well. And then they just get on social media, and maybe they're stalking you on social media, or maybe they just start circulating photos of you, or they just see other guys that they think are cuter than you. And suddenly there's this whole fear of missing out that starts to sink in. They start to realize that maybe they can do better. If they can get you, maybe they can get someone else who's even better. So that fear of missing out is a huge threat to relationships, and it is a giant source of ghosting in our society. I think that on dating apps, it certainly is an enormous factor, since, oh, you're just one swipe away to the next one, you know? And when the relationship starts to evolve a little bit more and you get deeper into a relationship with a woman, that fear of missing out also can turn into monkey branching, because she doesn't want to necessarily leave you. She'll want to leave her safe space until she can find another safe space. But that fear of missing out drives the monkey branching. So she's looking for that next opportunity, whatever it may be. And she's using you as the base of operations until she can find that next guy that she can snare. So social media has a lot to do with it. Dating apps have a lot to do with it. And certainly that fear of missing out is a big driver in the way women treat men and why they are so disrespectful and just ghost us at a heartbeat. So what do you do with this information? If you're a man and you're wanting to meet a woman, what do you do with it? First of all, if you get ghosted, you should recognize initially that there is no reflection on you as a human being, as a man, your value, anything like that. You have to stop trying to figure women out from a rational perspective, because you'll never do it. If you see them as juvenile, it makes it easier because they are driven by emotion in the same way that children are. They are fear-based. They are constantly looking for threats, and they're irrational in their approach. And so when they see something that they feel uneasy about or they're concerned about, rather than taking a logical, rational approach to finding out more about what's happening, they will run, they will scatter, they will look for safety somewhere else. They're always going to be reactive to things in their environment. This is common. Now, I'm not going to say all women are like this, but a lot of women are like that. So what can you do to combat this? You know, you're just going to have to pick better women. So in the beginning, you don't know what you got until you get it. You know what I mean? So if you're like on a dating app and you're meeting women and everything's going really, really well and she suddenly ghosts you, just thank God she did. Just say, all right, that's one more off my list. I don't need to worry about that crazy bitch anymore. You know what I mean? Like, she's gone. And I think that's the approach you need to take with women until you start to actually find yourself reaching a place in a relationship where things are starting to heat up a bit, you know, and maybe this is going to turn into some level of commitment, you know, maybe an exclusive dating commitment, that kind of thing. Before you get to that level, though, you had better make sure that you know what you're dealing with. Just because you sleep with a woman doesn't mean she's committed to you, okay? I know that you think that might be happening, but that is not the case. Women have no trouble finding men to sleep with, FYI. They're not like us. They don't have to do any work for it. They're not trying anything. They can find another guy to replace you very, very quickly. So you need to make sure that you are the prize and that she sees you as the prize. And the only way you can do that is by building yourself up. Emotionally, psychologically, financially, physically, you need to be your best self. And even if you've got some flaws, as we all do, you are at least in the frame of mind that you know you're the prize, because you know what you bring to the table. And that way, if some crazy woman decides at some point that she wants to abandon your relationship in the early stages, you're not taking it personally. You know, you're not insecure about that kind of stuff. You know, you realize that women are erratic. You don't take it personally. It's like being offended because a bunny rabbit runs away from you in the forest. You know, bunny rabbits run away all the time. They're not friendly. You know, they're scared of you. They're deathly afraid of everything. And women are just like that. They're going to run away from you. So just let them go. Don't chase them. Whatever you do, never chase them. Just let them go. Because if they're ghosting you, there's some fear that's driving that, some validation that they're not getting, some consensus that they're looking for and they can't find. And the last thing you need is a woman in your life who is driven by fear, validation, and the need for consensus from other women. That is the last thing you need to have in your life. So keep that in mind. As you're out there dating, start interviewing women like you would interview them for a job. Now, don't have a list, don't read it, but start asking them questions about how they spend their time, who their friends are, what do they do for fun. If you see someone who is clearly looking for likes on social media and doing things that are designed to get attention and validation, just know that that woman is a nut job. Going back to my Russian girl, she was real cute, like I said, and she was wearing these sunglasses that I had never seen before. And I thought, you know, I hate it when women wear sunglasses in their profile pictures because you can't see their faces. But these sunglasses were special, and I could tell they were special. They took up like her whole face. I mean, they were like ski goggles practically. So I did some research to see where they showed up online. And these sunglasses cost like $1,000. Now, I'm not going to say all Russian girls are like this. Maybe it's just a stereotype I have in my head about Russian girls. But they grew up in a world where the disparity between rich and poor is even worse than it is here in the United States. And so identifying with wealth and trying to be validated in that way is extremely important to them, extremely important, to the place where they would spend $1,000 on a pair of sunglasses. And as I went through her profile and I saw pictures of her skiing and doing all these cool things and being in cool places, I thought, all right. So she's trying to put off this vibe like she is this social media maven to some degree. Like, there's that energy about it. And it was ironic that when we started chatting Because I sent her like a really nice introduction when I met her, or before we started talking. And she hit me with, wow, it's so nice to talk to someone real, you know? And I thought, isn't that interesting? Obviously, she's attracting people, men, who are responding to the messages that she's sending out. That other guys are obviously using a different approach than I had used, and mine stood out because I didn't buy into the superficial bullshit that she was putting out there. Anyway, women will tell you who they are. You just need to watch what they do. Don't listen to what they say, watch what they do, because they will tell you who they are. And you need to treat this like a job interview, because the last thing you want to do is to invite a lot of trouble into your life. And any woman that has the need for that external validation to build that consensus, who has that fear of missing out, who is going to be reactive to anything and everything in her environment, probably isn't one that you're going to want to spend much time with. So if she ghosts you, thank God that she did. Thank, you know, your lucky stars that she's gone, because she would have just been more and more trouble. So don't see ghosting as a problem, even if she's a narcissist or any of that other stuff. You know, very well may be the case. It's probably in your own best interest that she's gone. And the last thing you want to do is chase after her, because the minute you start running after her is the minute she has all the control in the relationship. So let them go. For girls that ghost, you let them go. Don't ever try to find out what happened. It just doesn't matter. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know someone who is dealing with ghosting or has been ghosted recently and are pissed off about it, please share this video with them. Maybe it'll help them feel a little bit better. They'll feel lucky rather than pissed off, because that's the way you really should feel. Anyway, till next time, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.